This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome in, everybody. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, home of the first place San Diego Padres. 11-1, Padres swamped the Giants today. Finish off the series, sweep, outscored them 20-3. I hesitated when I came on because I swore Scraby said he was going to play a highlight coming into the show.
I thought he said that too.
I could have sworn he said... Do you guys want me to play the Laureano home run? And we said, no, play the Cronenworth line drive that hit the bag.
And as a matter of fact, he played it before we came on. I thought it was coming too.
He checked it out, and then the show started. You know, and I waited for it, but I don't think anybody heard it.
Did you know, everybody heard it but you, Chris.
Second place.
I didn't hear it.
Second place, first place, doesn't matter. Same old show.
I will take the heat for this one because I definitely said it maybe...
It was your idea, as a matter of fact.
I know. I don't know what happened there.
All right. We got a lot to get. A short time to do it. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. A special get-together, a little post-game action. And, yes, I think it's certainly worth mentioning, right, that the Padres are currently in first place in the National League West. Before I go any further on that, though, I know Tony would agree with this next statement. And I'm going to remind everybody, because it is important to recall this and keep it in your mind as you celebrate the rest of the evening away. They give no awards and
none.
No points for being in first place on the afternoon of August 13th. So
that's not to say that you shouldn't be excited and celebrating.
Exactly. Now having...
Do you hear this? Buzzkill. That's what this is.
I'm just reminding everybody that there's a long way to go. But in the meantime...
Let's turn up!
Bam, bam, bam.
Finally, we're
in first
place.
Trying to get some good music.
A little late,
but it's all right.
Yeah, right. I mean, July 4th was the day we woke up, and if you check the paper that morning, Dodgers were 9 games ahead.
9.
And I thought... You know,
I remember this very well too.
Right. I said this. You know, let's just get the wild card, and you said okay, but you reserve the right to come back at me later in the season.
Well, to be fair, you didn't say. I think how you phrased it was, you know, you probably should focus on the wild card at this point.
At this point. Well, you know what's interesting is the Padres, I looked this up, since July 4th, since the morning of July 4th, the Padres have gone 23-12. Now that's a good record. But it's not incredible. It's not like they went 35-0.
No.
the thing that I don't think anybody could see coming was that the Dodgers would go 12-20.
Yeah.
And that's what they've gone.
There's the difference.
And so that's a nine and a half games, actually, because right now the Padres are a half game ahead of them. And, you know, we'll see now a little pressure, if there is such a thing, on the Dodgers tonight to try to even it back up. They'll have Ohtani starting the game against an Angel team that they still haven't beaten this year. And, you know, this is another good reminder to all of us, because I've already been, you know, online, Twitter, everywhere, people you talk to. Yeah, I don't know. The Dodgers have kind of an easy schedule. We finish with this team. They finish with that. The Angels are 5-0 against the Dodgers, and they're not a great team. Baseball doesn't work that way.
Right, at this point.
It's not like football where, you know, you don't want to be playing the Chiefs. You'd rather be playing, you know, the Carolina Panthers.
Or the Dolphins.
Or the Dolphins, right.
I think a lot of people watch baseball like it is football. From that kind of mindset. And
like, we're playing this team.
Right. I think at this point, especially this year specifically, if the game hasn't shown you that you can't go out and predict
you
anything.
You can't count on any of this.
You can't
count
on none of it.
No.
So enjoy the ride. And right now, the Padres are on a wave. A big one, right?
Yeah,
now.
If you didn't think they were on on the ride in the wave, all you did do is go back to the highlight that we didn't hear. And,
can we hear it just so that?
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely.
This is how the scoring started today. If you didn't hear,
1-2 again, and Cronenworth lines it up the middle. It'll bounce on one hop off the bag into center field. Bogarts has scored. O'Hearn is on his way. Laureano's headed to third. The throw there, not in time, and the base at second for Cronenworth, a two-run single to give the Padres a 2-0 lead.
And then the floodwater came flowing after
right.
that.
A couple
part.
Of things to say about it, Tony. It was lucky. It was a break, but good teams take advantage of their breaks and make
did.
The most out of them. I'd say the Padres made the most out of this. That could have been, I don't know that Adames would have been able to turn a double play there.
Yeah, it was hit too soft.
Right. So the Padres would have got one run, I think. But they may not have gotten seven.
Right.
But you know what? That's what they turned that break into. And that's what, so they're doing that well. And on the other side, if you're in the other kind of streak and the ball goes off the bag, you're like, God, we never get a break.
Nothing.
Yeah,
going
you kind of right. do. Because there was one right there. And from there, we've already talked about this. Four runs, the game's over. Seven. They didn't even need to finish the last seven innings today. Not with Nick Pivetta out there. And with Laureano's home run.
Ooh.
What did he hit that? At the speed of light?
112.7.
Wow! That thing shot out of the screen very fast.
Yeah.
And
cannon.
He's, he's done it. Look, the Padres won these games by a score of 20-3. The first game, the number seven hitter hit the big two-run home run to turn the game around. That was Iglesias. Or was that last night?
That was, for me,
I'm sorry,
the first
for
night.
Men, the first game, the number nine hitter. Yet, last night, it was the number seven hitter, Iglesias. Today, Laureano was the number seven hitter.
I can't.
They drove in four more runs at the bottom of the order today. Fernando had three RBIs, which is nice to see, too. But the bottom of the order has just been crazy good right now. And you put this together with this pitching.
Let's rewind a little bit.
Yes.
Right? As we got to the deadline, there were all kinds of ideas out there. You know, Kwan or Alcantara. We heard some
Jaron Duran. We heard a bunch of big names. Even Marcel Ozuna. Shot a lot of them down.
Right.
But Luis Robert.
But the thing that
everybody was talking about either top or middle of the order.
Right. Thinking of it that way, and that is the way AJ. That is not the way AJ Preller went. He addressed the exact needs that needed to be addressed, and boy, it's hard to watch the Padres lineup and not think about that particular part, right? Cronenworth, Laureano, who hit ninth today? Diaz hit ninth today. So, I mean, since that trade, look at the numbers. The bottom of the lineup is surging, and it's a big reason why they are consistently getting up over four runs now.
And notice, Fernando got three RBIs. Why? Because the bottom of the order was on
base.
He's
leading off. And so in order for him to get stakes, guys got to be on at the below of the lineup. And that is the...
Give me some meat.
Yes. That is... The pitching has been what the pitching has been all year long. The difference now is this offense is doing more than carrying its fair share of weight.
Yeah, they're tacking runs on, and I said it. I mean, you go to these 17 games, they're 14-3. It's their second 14-3 streak of the season. And in those 17 games, they've scored four or more 13 times. That was unheard of for the middle part of the season. And of those 13 times they've done it, they've won 12.
Yep.
They're not going to lose when they score four runs almost every time. They might lose one or two here and there, but not too many. They've now got 50 wins this year against only 15 losses. 50 and 16 when they score four or more.
66 games they've scored four or more.
And most of them have been recently.
Yeah.
So it's really a wonder. It's a good thing. Look.
I mean, listen, if you start doing this consistently, you're not only going to have one of the best records in it when you aren't able to score a lot of runs, but also as you start adding runs, it just makes your team that much more difficult to deal with.
And it gives you a little room for error, which they played 3.5 months of the season without.
With no error. With no room for error.
They couldn't kick a ground ball because it was going to cost them a game. I think there's something else that we should just mention. They're hot offensively, but 50 wins means they have 19 when they don't score four runs. So even when they don't, they can still win because their pitching is that good. Dodgers, your turn. See if you can answer, and then we'll be up in L.A. for the weekend. By the way, Tony Gwynn Jr. is scheduled to be back on the air Friday night, but I've heard through the grapevine the way they blew out the Giants without you this week, they may not want you back.
I don't know.
No, I think
I'm showing up anyway.
You better be there. Yes, we need you there. Sam Levitt's going up to L.A. It's going to be a big party this weekend. And
King C. Starvish coming up this weekend.
You
for the Padres. And, you know, Darvish is the Dodger killer. I mean, his numbers are terrific, and he's seemingly rounding into that kind of form here the last couple of starts, too.
There was, you know, if there's one thing that I would think that maybe they would think about, the Padres, that is, that today Pivetta pitched in a kind of, it wasn't meaningless, obviously, but he's not going to pitch against, he's not lined up to pitch against the Dodgers these next two series. So
It's inaccurate, but go ahead.
Was there some manipulation of the rotation you can get? Because I don't know that Cease has the best feel at Dodger Stadium, and I know you're not going to completely redo the entire rotation for one guy, but I kind of want to see Nick Pivetta pitch.
So
Nick Pivetta pitch, guys.
Let's walk this out a little bit.
Can I just correct him first?
Yes, please.
And then we'll walk it out?
Yeah.
Because his math is faulty, which is not a shocker. The Padres play four games against the Giants next week, not three. That means that Pivetta, as it stands right now, will pitch the final game on Sunday here against the Dodgers. You still want to make the
rut-row.
You know what's really funny is I'm gonna
that hurt.
You know what's really funny is I peel back the curtain. We were talking about this before the show, and I was counting the days off on my hand. And when I came to that one Thursday that they're actually playing, Chris didn't say a word to me about
well,
it.
Well, because I was lying in wait, my friend.
He was letting you go out there, buddy.
And people wonder why I am mean to Chris sometimes.
He lets you take that.
Where were you at, Tony?
Hey, I was.
You wouldn't do that to me.
I was questioning the whole idea from the beginning. But let's just go.
Let's walk that out.
I'm walking out of the studio.
Okay, so, so Thursday, tomorrow is an off day.
Right.
If you are going to keep him off of yesterday or today,
right? You give him, you skip him today. You'd have to skip him tomorrow.
So he's now
you're
on
asking
7 days
for
rest,
a long rest. Right?
We saw how he threw the baseball the last time he had extra days rest.
He was given an extra day's rest before he last pitched against Boston on Friday night. And that was his one bad game of the year.
Right.
So I bet you that was in their mind.
No doubt. Not to mention. Yu Darvish throwing the ball well. Dylan Cease coming off of one of his better starts all season. And Michael King,
Michael King's got a little something to prove tomorrow night. I wouldn't be surprised if he gives you a good five or six. Don't put it past him.
Well, your math is wrong. It's not tomorrow night. It's Friday.
Yep, there you go. Fair, but not nearly as good.
He was ready for that.
Yeah, but not nearly as good.
The other thing is Michael King needs the innings. Like he's got to build up and get back to the form that we want to see him somehow. You can't keep skipping him. And so he gets the first game in L.A.
Kershaw,
Friday.
Snell, Glasnow for the Dodgers. The Padres have, with the win last night,
I believe it is
26 wins this year against left-handed starters. I believe that's the most in baseball. And the first two games are against lefty starters. So maybe the Dodgers should consider switching their rotation around.
Right.
The funny thing to me, and it's not fair to either team, is the fact that by Sunday, August 24th, with 5 weeks left after that, they will not play each other.
That's really not
good for baseball.
No.
It's really bad for baseball. We're going to be excited right now. We're going to be into it. And then we're going to be playing crucial games at the end of August and the beginning of September against Baltimore, Minnesota, and Colorado. It's just not the same.
These are
not the teams we should be playing. The Dodgers are going to be playing, I don't know, Pittsburgh and whoever they're playing. So I think, Tony, we'll talk more about it tomorrow heading into it and Friday, but these games are big, of course. I mean, if you were to go 6-0 or 5-1, either team, that's going to make a dent. But if it's a 4-2,
they're just trading off wins.
If it's a 4-2 or a 3-3, okay, then it's going to all come down to the 5 weeks after this that's really going to decide this division.
I think with all that being said, Padres are starting to peak at the right time, right? I mean, I would like it to be a little bit later, if I'm being honest, but beggars can't be choosy, and I've always enjoyed the brand of baseball they're playing, but now that you're seeing it like 1-9 on the offensive end, it's a lot of fun to watch, man.
Another thing that's happening for the umpteenth year in a row, Mike Schilt is on a hot streak the final 2 months of the season.
Second half.
He's done it before.
Second half Schilt.
Shouldn't be surprising if you've been paying attention. And, you know, look, this 14-3 thing has been really – we waited for this for 3 months. They started the season 14-3. Then over a three-month span – the Padres went 41-46. That's 87 games of basic less than 500 baseball.
How important is that cushion to start the season going 41-46?
Right, but now you go one more 14-3, and there you are.
Cushion's
sitting
back.
Right on top. Yeah. Right on top in the NL West. Very sweet. Okay, we got an hour to catch up on what else is going on here on this Wednesday, although there really isn't a lot any more important than the Padres being in first place, or even better yet, just how does this sound for fun? The Dodgers being in second place. Sorry, Dodgers.
Dodgers half a game out.
Oh, it feels good. All right. I can hear Dodger fans out there going, yeah, you got him. Well, hey, it's our turn to
talk to your team, okay?
Exactly. It's our turn for at least the moment.
Talk to your Shohei Ohtani about that, okay?
We don't want to hear nothing right now. Let us enjoy.
Thank you, Miss Cleo.
Coming back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm trying to think of a nickname for Laureano. Can't think of one right now, but that dude, little stocky man, is out there just pulverizing the baseball right now.
Laurinator?
We
already have a Furminator and a Scrabinator.
Could you come up with a worse nickname, please?
Laurinator?
The Laurinator?
Anything with Ader on the back of it is a good thing.
Not that one.
That offended me, Chris.
Well, I've probably already done that like six times in the early stages of the program today.
Oh, man. Welcome into Gwen and Chris.
Laureano, what happened? Where did he go? You got to sit down with this guy, Tony, and find out how he caught the lightning in a bottle. Because his career has not been... He's been good.
He's been good.
He's been great this year, though.
He's having a career year this year.
He's having the career year, and we got him at the right time.
Well, listen, man, that's part of the magic of having good teams, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Jerickson Profar last year had a career year.
Yeah.
This year, it started out being Gavin Sheets. Padres make a trade at the deadline, and now all of a sudden, Ramon Laureano, who was having a terrific year in Baltimore, has come here, and it is, it's safe to say, pretty much every move that has been made to shore up things for this roster have all hit pay dirt to this point.
Yeah, Laureano's 114 points above his career OPS this year. That's a career year. And I will reiterate what I said last week when Ryan O'Hearn won a game and Laureano won a couple of games. How's Victor Figueroa, Cobb Hightower, and Tyson Nabors doing these days? I'm not trying to knock those guys. I'm just saying.
I see your point.
For all the people that said, we can't possibly part with these guys.
We're giving up too much.
Okay, well, you know, they're not really contributing at the moment, and the Padres seem on their way to something pretty good. So, I like it.
There's a nickname on the chat.
What we got?
Laser Ramon.
Like Razor? Oh, that's
yeah, I love it.
That's hard right there. We got to give somebody some credit on that one.
Guzinator.
I'm gonna give you one. I know you're gonna hate it, so just turn your mic off.
What is it, like the Spider-Man?
No,
Laser Ramon.
Instead of Top Ramen, Top Ramon. Crickets. For that one.
Tony,
crickets.
We have to go.
Top Ramon.
Top Ramon. I'm going to say that from now on.
Somebody somewhere is going to like it.
We can't yell Top Ramon at Petco. I do like
what was Razor Ramon's
Scott Hall.
His move? Like, what did he used to do to signal that he was about to...
Well, I know Scott Hall, when he was Scott Hall, he had the toothpick.
Yeah, he always had the tooth, used to flick it.
Yeah, and he'd always have his hair all slicked back. You know who we're talking about, Chris?
I don't. No.
Razor Ramon?
Nah. I don't. I mean, I think I'm okay on WWE, but I don't know Razor Ramon.
I don't know.
This would have been the WWF days. So this should have been
going back in my salad days.
This is old school.
I had an Iron Sheik poster. I was more on that side of things.
Iron Sheik guy.
I like the old Iron Sheik, who I believe. The Iron Sheik was hilarious. You know, he gave you the whole Mid-Eastern, Persian Gulf. He lived in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
You know, it was hilarious to me.
Okay. So people are loving this.
Razor Ramon.
His finishing move was called the
Razor's Edge. I remember the Edge, but he used to signal it. You know, in the same way Rock used to take off his thing.
Yeah, he'd go, rah, 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 rah. And then he'd be like with the people's elbow dancing around before he dropped it.
I can't remember what Razor's was, but Laser Ramon, that one might stick.
Anybody wants to write me how much they're enjoying Top Ramon, let me know.
He said it out loud, too. So, Top Ramon.
I just scored a lot of points in the cool department. Someone texted me and said, A's fans have already called him the Laser.
Yeah, so there it is, Laser Ramon.
There it is. So they were ahead of the game.
Laser Ramon.
Thomas, our old Thomas, said the Razor's Edge. Oh, he's talking about the finisher move. I thought that was a Ramon.
Yeah, no.
I think Top Ramon, though.
Top Ramon. Anyway.
You're not going to be able to get that out of your head.
It's not.
You're going to want to. If you say it over the weekend by accident, Tony, I'm going to laugh uncontrollably.
Oh, please don't let that happen to me. I really don't want to.
Brandon Neff, two games with Midland of the AA League for the A's. No record in a 5.14 ERA. Mason Miller's doing a little more than that for the Padres. I keep trying to stick the fork
in. I think
on
I said
one.
It best a couple weeks ago
you
on
did.
The trade deadline.
You did.
I said, tomorrow night at Petco Park, we're going to be able to see Mason Miller. Tomorrow night at Petco Park, we will not be able to see Leo DeVries for the next 3 or 4 years. So that is why they traded for Mason
Miller. But if all those guys came here and, you know, wasn't working... The complaining would be a little louder, but the fact is they're all just, you know, contributing mightily to what's happening at the moment. So I love it. I looked at the schedule, by the way, for those who just have to look at the schedule. Both the Padres and Dodgers, they obviously play each other. They both have a series in Seattle. The Padres have one series in New York against the Mets. The Dodgers don't have something equal to that. So that's one edge Dodgers there. At home, they both play the Reds. The Padres have the Brewers. The Dodgers have the Phillies. So I think that cancels. And as far as playing bad teams, they both play Colorado twice. They both play Baltimore. The Dodgers get Pittsburgh, but the Padres get the White Sox. So there's not a whole lot between the two remaining schedules. And you got 40, 41 games left, you know, outplay the other guys and win the division. I don't think the schedule is going to really matter.
It's not. So. We're doing that just to, you know, make some of the folks out there feel a little bit better or worse, depending on how your viewpoint on it. But at the end of the day, Padres keep playing like this, it won't matter who's on there.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's a whole lot better than they are right now. The Brewers, obviously, but the Brewers are, you know, they're beating up the Pirates, which is nice.
They beat up on a lot of bad teams in this.
And they beat some good ones.
The good ones they beat in this 11?
Well, they beat the Dodgers right before and after the All-Star break.
So that's not 11, a part of 11?
No, it's not a part of this 11.
Okay.
But it was part of their first streak. They've had two long winning streaks now.
They beat the Cubs 2-3. I remember that right before the break.
So, look, whatever they're doing, fine. I would still say, and I think most would agree, if you have a choice in let's say the Padres can win the division and get a bye, you're going to match up in the second round 3 out of 5. I'm going to offer you the Dodgers, the Phillies, or the Brewers. I think the Brewers is probably going to be your selection. Even though they got the best record.
Is going back to our Laser Ramon conversation real quick.
All right.
I just got a text from a buddy listening to the show. Apparently, we're late to the party. I mean, his nickname's on Baseball Reference.
Oh, no.
Razor, Laser, or Ramacinto.
Ooh, I like that one. Just because it sounds fun.
Is Baseball Reference one of those ones like Wikipedia where you can go in and edit it yourself?
I don't think it is.
Oh, darn.
I don't think it is.
I'm going to go in and edit it in. Top Ramon.
I think we should do that on Wikipedia.
I might make some t-shirts. See what we can
Top
do there.
Ramon.
You know what? I may design a t-shirt if I could find a good design because that would be hilarious.
Some picture of a bowl of noodles.
With him coming out of the noodles?
I don't know. He's doing it. He's getting it done. By the way, the Padres are not the only team that has made up a lot of ground in a short time.
Both NL and AL West divisions coming into the day are tied.
Yep, Seattle's made up 7 games on Houston since July 10th.
Houston.
The biggest gainer is Cleveland. Since July 6th. They've gained 10 games on Detroit.
Remember, Detroit was running away with that division.
It was 15.5 games.
Wow.
Last night it was 5.5. I did read somewhere that no one has ever in the history of baseball won a division when trailing by 15.5. So we'll see. I think Detroit will probably hang on, but crazier things have happened, as they like to say. Crazier things.
Looking around baseball right now. Dodgers play later, as we discussed. They have the last game of the, or no, second to last game. Sacramento. Sorry, Athletics. They play the late game against Tampa, but LA.
Yeah, it's not really a game.
No, LA versus LA, 6:38 our time.
Come on, Angels.
Shohei on the mound for the Dodgers facing his old team today.
We didn't even talk about the fact that Shohei hit into a triple play last night and then had the go-ahead homer his next at-bat in the top of the ninth.
Yes, but the Dodger bullpen quickly gave it up.
Gave it up!
I was telling the guys that I have really enjoyed listening to Dodgers radio during this last little span because those guys sound so depressed. Like, they realize that their team is running on fumes right now.
We got our old friend, by the way, Kyle Hendricks, soft-tossing it tonight for the Halos.
Oh, that's great.
Hopefully, yeah, I know. That doesn't engender a lot of confidence, I'm sure. I hate to tell you, but
it doesn't.
Well, nothing has really engendered confidence for me thinking the Angels would beat the Dodgers 5 in a row. So, and by the way, last night, the game with the Dodgers and the Angels, I tuned it in after the Padres won, and the Angels did tie it in the bottom of the ninth, and the bases were loaded with 2 outs, and Taylor Ward came up with a chance to win it right there, and the count went to 3-0. And I'm thinking, oh, man, one pitch and, you know, we're tied for first place. And the guy missed inside by 1.5 feet. And the ump gave it to him.
Yeah, he did.
And then then Ward ended up making it out. And I'm like, don't tell me that's going to cost us going into first place. But it didn't. So all is forgiven.
Let's get to break. On the other side, we're talking Padres, their first place chair, if you will, right now, as they sit atop the division, at least for now. Dodgers play, as we said, later on tonight. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side of some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If ever a song represented celebration, that's it. Wow, the excitement.
I can't tell if he's being facetious or if he's being real.
He's not sure. Happy Hour is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts. Trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. So call GL Pools. Mention the word radio. You'll get a free month of pool service. Happy Hour describes it perfectly. Most around these parts are pretty happy. The Padres beat the Giants 11-1 today. A 7-run second inning pretty much decided this game. Padres, I believe in that inning, went walk, single, walk, single, walk, single. And by that time, it was pretty much game over. I think Manny doubled into the corner and to kind of wrap up that rally there. And old Ramos in left field, that was not the throw he had in mind. Tom.
I wonder if he...
went right into the ground.
He came up like he wanted the gun at the third, and then something told him, no, don't do that.
He might have changed his mind, yeah. You've probably been close to something like that. I hope that particular thing never happened to you out there. But it was kind of... It turned into a circus for a minute there, because then there was the wild pitch that sailed over the head, and, man, the Padres were just on their way to an easy win. There's two things I want to bring up real quick. First, I don't know who fan sided is, but I'm happy with them at the moment. It's one of these web pages that puts out stuff. And they came up with a little story today that says, these are the four Dodgers who you should blame the most for the team blowing a 9-game lead.
Yes.
Wait, so who came up with this? The Dodger fans?
No, somebody called. It's called Fan Sided.
Okay.
Yeah, they cover every team. Yeah.
Okay, so the headline is, you know, the four Dodgers most to blame for blowing a 9-game NL West lead. It's only a 5-minute read if you want to check it out, but I'll give you the highlights. Number four, Alex Vesia. Now they say this is a little unfair. He did blow the save last night, but. I mean, who else are they going to use? I mean, Tanner Scott, Kirby Yates, Evan Phillips, Gratterall, Trinan's been bad, but Vesia
Trinan
really
hasn't. Came in and hung two sliders that got obliterated.
And Trinan used to never do that. He never did it last October. I know that. Anyway, Vesia has allowed an earned run in each of his last three outings and blown three straight saves. Number three, Everybody will like this one. Manager Dave Roberts. With the team stuck in a funk like this, the manager needs to come in for at least a bit of the blame. On and on they go there. Number two, this guy's been taking it all year for the Dodgers. And, you know, there's bad free agent signings. Michael Conforto has not worked out. He's slashing 187, 299 on base, 327 OPS. So that's a slug 327. So OPS about 600 is all. Conforto's still out there, though, because they really don't have any other options, which leads us to the number one person to blame for the Dodgers blowing a 9-game lead, President Andrew Friedman.
And he didn't do nothing at the deadline.
We brought it up. You know, they didn't. Platoon outfielder Alex Call doesn't exactly save the day. Reliever Brock Stewart has already found his way to the injured list, so he's not helping at all. The Dodgers, maybe they didn't think they needed something. Maybe, I don't know. It's weird because the Dodgers always do something at the deadline, and we all knew they would, but they didn't. And now, you know, people are wondering.
This is why I do not believe any fan of any team that says, if you give me a championship, I'll be fine for the next 5 years, because it's never like that. If the Dodgers won a championship and Dodgers fans are mad about this year, that's why I don't believe fans.
It's a fair comment, because you're right. I'm sure Dodger fans are pretty frustrated right now. I don't think too many Dodger fans are saying to themselves, well, we won the championship last year, so it's okay that we blew the 9-game
like,
lead.
Maybe sure one out of, maybe one out of 10,000 say that.
Right. So you're right, Scraby. It is a what have you done for me lately world. And
ooh, Javi makes a great point. Or Jay, I believe Ohtani contract has an opt-out if they ever fire Friedman.
It ain't finna fire Friedman, because they don't want him to opt out. They don't want him to opt out.
So Friedman's got some job security.
Friedman's got the most job security of anybody. I don't know. Did ownership step in and say, hey, that's enough? We can't. I mean, I can't imagine that happened. Can't spend any more money. But why didn't the Dodgers address left field? Conforto has not gotten it done all year.
Listen,
Alex Call certainly wasn't, you know, the answer.
And this is, you know, no disrespect to Conforto. He hasn't had a great season in a little bit
in a
of time.
While, yeah.
And so it was, I don't know that they signed him thinking, oh, this is going to be our savior. Now, he got off to a hot start, so it looked like, man, another dude signs with the Dodgers and figures it out, but
yeah.
Hasn't continued that way. I mean, would you say a slug in a, or was it OPS or slug?
His OPS is 566.
The slug was 3-something, you said?
327, yeah. Slug. I mean, your OPS is in the mid-500s, and you're a starting outfielder. That's not what the plan is.
That ain't it.
No. And Betts has surprisingly had a, you know, terrible year.
I don't think it's that surprising. You go
because
back to the beginning of the season,
he was
looking like a 16-year-old kid. He had lost so much weight at that point.
Yeah.
And I think he's still recovering from it, honestly. But they got much bigger problems than that. That bullpen is...
It's not good. It's not good. It's,
the thing that makes me hesitant is that their bullpen going into last playoffs was also struggling mightily.
I know. And
they got hot.
They whipped us.
That's
right.
And that's what goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. And look, we're going to continue to enjoy the Padres being in first place today. But ultimately, once you get to the postseason, nothing that happened before actually matters.
What if I bring this up just for fun, Tony?
Give it to me.
The Dodgers are only 2 or 3 games ahead of the Reds.
Just
in the race for the wild card.
Get them out of here, period.
What if they just don't make the playoffs?
Oh,
wow. That's not even something you can dream of, is it?
That's an alternate universe ending. Okay?
Doesn't that seem like a crazy thing?
There's so many questions. I'd be like, does that raise the pressure on the Padres at that point? The Dodgers aren't in it, right?
I think it does a little bit.
But it certainly gives Padre fans a whole offseason.
Yes, it does.
To talk as much... with stuff, as Chris said the other day.
Yeah.
As possible.
I should take it back. The Dodgers are 3.5 up on the Mets for that. So, they're, you know, the Reds are 5 behind the Dodgers. So they got a little room, the Dodgers, let's be honest. It would take something really catastrophic for them to miss the playoffs entirely. But we can dream, can't we? We can dream.
Absolutely.
Padres, by the way, with their win today, move into the... Boy, it's so close. Their fifth best record overall. Milwaukee is still six games clear of Toronto as the second best record. Milwaukee is so far up there that you can't even see them. And then Toronto, Philadelphia, Detroit, Padres, those four teams are a game and a half apart. So the Padres are that close. I mean, we're feeling our oats today, but Padres are that close to having the second best record in all of baseball right now.
Wasn't Edwards in the hunt for a batting title right now?
He was. Xavier Edwards has been coming up big for the Marlins of late.
I know that might have seemed random, everybody, but I happened to look up at the TV and he was running on the bases.
You catch it. Isn't Infiniti a really good car? I know that's random, but I just looked up and saw one up there.
At least mine was sports.
Okay, very good, Tony. Thank you.
Oh, I love Best Western. No way, I just looked up there.
Is this what we're going to do now? Is this what we're going to do now, fellas? Okay, I see you. I see you.
All right.
I was just clapping, Chris. Chris gave me this look like, what's going on over there?
No, that was a good one. That was good. All right, let's see. We got a break here. We got a little bit more ahead. Scraby's going to do his Chronicles tonight, by the way.
What are we doing later when we come back?
We're going to go over everything else that's happening. The Twins situation is kind of interesting.
That.
I think that we need to cover that a little bit. And Shedeur Sanders with a little news today. Jerry Jones with some news. Scraby thinks...
Look over here!
Scraby thinks he's lying.
Hold on. I did not say that.
Well, we'll find out what you did say when we come back.
You didn't say
it. I didn't say that he was lying.
We'll talk about it
on
the other side.
We'll find out what you said when we return on Gwynn and Chris.
Tatis swings, bangs it up the middle. Adames can't get there into center field and a base hit. Laureano has scored. Cronenworth is on his way. Two-run single for Fernando. And a 4-0 Padre lead.
5:34 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Enjoying a Padres butt whooping, or whooping butt, however you want to say it. They take a 11-1 victory. They take it. They're probably getting into Los Angeles. I mean, probably any minute now.
Well, let me check the plane.
Oh, that's right. You stalk them, so
yeah, let me
you
check
definitely
that.
Will know exactly where they are.
How do you know what flight they're taking?
Oh, boy.
He's a stalker.
Yes.
I have my ways.
People like you get locked up and put away, you know.
I have never left the studio trying to sabotage the plane or anything. Tony, when you guys play the Giants, you
Not
fly
yet.
The SFO, right?
No.
Where do you fly at? Oak?
Oak Town.
Really?
Yeah, go all the way over there, huh?
I mean, Is that not that far.
Well, crossing the bridge kind of stinks.
I mean, I think it's an easier airport to fly out.
When you get a police escort like Tony and company get...
They definitely get it.
Do you fly into LAX when you're going to...
Fly into LAX.
All right.
Do they really get a police escort leaving town?
Some places we do. Like, there are certain cities that...
I know
if
for football they do because football is football, but...
Yeah, there are certain cities that if you're leaving after a day game on a weekday, you'll never get to the plane. So
right, yeah, you wouldn't even make
they'll
it.
They'll get us an escort. I think San Francisco's one of them. Philly's one of them. Philly, you're right down the street from the airport. There's not a ton of them.
I got to be honest with you. Everybody should get to enjoy a police escort a few times. It's amazing how small these cities really are when you don't have to stop anywhere. really not that far across town.
I remember the first time I ever experienced it. I was a kid, and it was at an All-Star game. I was actually sitting in the front seat of the bus with my dad.
Yeah.
And like just seeing how we were just rolling through lights, it was like the coolest, thing ever.
And everybody else is just I know
they probably
flipping you off as you go by.
Probably
but
are.
Too bad.
I believe they haven't taken off yet.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, stalker.
Supposed to arrive at 6:50 p.m. So they're about to get in the air.
Quick Aztec note, by the way. Just mentioned your dad made me think of the Aztecs. They named their starting quarterback.
They did.
Today.
I saw that.
Congratulations to I think it's Jason Denegal. His name.
Shout out to Kirk
From
Kenny
Michigan.
Who broke that story.
Yeah, Kirk was on it. Way to go, Kirk. And the Aztecs have their QB now, so they're ready to roll for the upcoming season. We mentioned Jerry Jones, and this is, to me, it's kind of a frightening story. But to Scraby, it's just, you know, a flat-out lie, apparently.
To Scraby, you know.
Just... Jerry Jones said that he survived a very dangerous battle with stage 4 melanoma. And he says that the there was an experimental trial drug that they brought out there that saved his life. Jerry Jones is 82, talked about undergoing the cancer treatments in Houston. He never revealed any details while it was going on. He says he's totally cancer-free now, no tumors. Scraby says...
This guy loves to put words in my mouth.
All right, what'd you say?
What did you say?
Yeah, I said that it's a perfect time for a distraction.
Wait, did you say it with that tone?
I said, well, no, Jerry Jones is probably doing this because it's a perfect time for a distraction. Like, I don't think that he's lying about having cancer. I think that he's...
What is that tone insinuating?
What is he doing?
He waited to drop the story.
So you think he's telling the truth, you just think he was holding on to it to be able to...
So he held on to it just in case Micah Parsons held out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he knew Micah Parsons was going
to... Okay.
And I'm not saying that Jerry Jones, like... did this during the year. Oh, I'm going to hold on to this one until camp. I think that PR people were like, hey, this might be a good story because
you're
it'll take the pressure off
Scrape.
Of you.
You're all-timer that somebody would go melanoma, stage 4 melanoma to distract somebody.
I am not saying he's lying. Stage 4 is very serious.
We know.
Thank you.
We know. Thank you. Thank you for reporting
stage
that.
Stage anything is serious. I know from personal experience in my family just earlier this year, and it is scary.
You guys paint me like I'm this horrible person.
Well, we made it up, actually. I just didn't want you to think of something else, so we just told everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a distraction.
I hate you guys.
Anyway, I was going to say something nice like, hey, I'm kind of glad Jerry Jones is okay, but maybe I'm not glad. Maybe I, you know, he should come clean on this.
He's trying to get over on us.
Yeah, right.
It's creepy. You can't even keep your real feelings.
Well, you know what's not being talked about today?
Micah Parsons?
Exactly.
You know what's funny, though, is on the top headlines of NFL, the second story is Cowboys Jones says experimental drug saved my life. The fifth story says Jerry Jones talking about preventing Parsons talks. So he hasn't actually eliminated the story. It's right
That's
here.
That's funny that because Chris and I do this all the time. His ESPN is different from my ESPN.
Why?
Because I don't have that headline at
really?
All.
Really?
My first headline is NBA approved cease sale.
No, I'm on the NFL page
oh,
only.
Okay, let me go to
the NFL page only.
Okay, I'm talking. Okay, I didn't know your
so
NFL
it's,
page.
It's the fifth NFL story
right.
of the day.
But it's mine, it's the seventh NFL story.
Well, it's still there. Still there.
But it's put down at the bottom, okay. And at the top it says, Jerry Jones, experimental
okay.
drug.
Jerry
saved
Jones
my life.
Gets over on us by lying about having cancer.
I didn't say that.
Kind of seems like you did.
There's something else, man. Something else.
Can I ask you guys a question?
If please.
we're gonna stay in the NFL talk, you know, we're going to stay right here for a moment.
Well, let me mention that while we're talking football, anytime we talk about football...
You didn't need to say that. Just read the read.
On 97.3 The Fan. What? It's presented by Paramount Plus. What didn't I need to say?
Nothing. Just keep going.
You can't count on much these days, except for Scraby causing me havoc.
Can you just start the read over?
Football talk on 97.3 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, here's my question. So I love Pro Football Talk because Mike Florio is kind of like me in a little bit of ways. But Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, was asked about Myles Garrett speeding. And he said it was disappointing. But I want to ask you guys this question. And I'm not going to just say it's the Browns. But when they ask the media, is asking Stefanski in the press conference if there's been internal discipline, does this quote mean they're not doing anything, but we're serious about it? The quote is from Stefanski, I'll keep everything internal. Does that mean they're not actually punishing him?
No. Doesn't mean that.
It doesn't mean that. They could be punishing him some, but to me, we talked about this yesterday. We joked a little bit about, well, he ought to have to go through this. You have to go through that. I'll be honest. I did come up with something that I think Myles Garrett should have to do. First of all, I would like to see somebody take away his license. This has happened 8 times. I think that's enough. But beyond that, I think something that might finally get Myles Garrett's attention to get him to stop going 100 miles an hour and a 50 or a 60 or wherever he keeps doing. How about a visit with Henry Ruggs?
Ooh.
I'm, you know, this to me would, it might get your attention.
That might not.
Henry Ruggs didn't think anything could happen to him.
He had to do the time too.
Yeah. I mean, his whole life is ruined. And
the NFL wants to let him back in, so.
Well, okay, but we understand what this guy's gone through, Scrabe.
Right.
Well,
we've talked about the Henry Ruggs situation and all
right?
of that.
I mean, all of these people that drive 110, you know how outspoken I am against this, but you know, nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. But if you go face-to-face with somebody it happened to, it might get you to think twice the next time. It might. I don't know if there's any cure for it. Because you know that Myles Garrett, if he's going to continue driving 100 miles an hour, probably not going to injure himself.
I like what Tony said.
And that's what bothers me.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Chris. I don't know that they're similar just because Henry Ruggs did it while he was under the influence and actually killed someone.
Yeah.
But I think what Tony said yesterday might be the best way to go. Have him go to a bunch of talks from people who have lost family members in a speeding accident or
something
like that.
Okay, that's similar to what I'm saying.
It definitely is. It definitely is. But, like, he should go to 10, 15 of those, not just one.
Yeah, I mean, Chris is right. 8 times going over 100 is...
Or 60. I think one of them, a couple of them have been 60 and a 30, but whatever. It's apples and apples. It's too much. 8 times. Come on.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Anybody checking out the Kelce podcast? I don't want to promote something, but this is the talk of the world, you know, today.
His girl was on there with him.
Well, she's supposedly announcing her new album today.
Yes.
Are you in line for this, Scraby?
For the
new
album?
Taylor Swift?
No.
Are we the only people on the planet that could care less? Because everyone else seems to care.
No, I can think of one person.
I got about... Three or four girls I know.
You got
that,
three or four. Good.
That certainly.
I'm glad not everybody buys one of her music discs.
I mean, we are definitely the minority.
Yes, yeah, we're 1,000% the minority. Yeah. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Are
those guys? We talking Kelce?
Yeah, we're talking about the Kelce Bros.
Yeah.
Are they? I don't.
Where are you?
Are they the most
this?
Famous athlete? How do I say this? Because they're not the most famous athletes in the world, but I think they may be just because they're in the Taylor Swift world.
Doesn't hurt them.
It certainly doesn't hurt them. Like I don't know that they're the most famous. I would say probably not, but they are probably more famous outside of athletics.
Yes.
More than any
because
other athlete.
Travis Kelce is smart enough to talk about Taylor Swift. She's never been on the podcast, apparently, until tonight,
yes,
where she's going to make her debut.
Yeah.
But he's smart enough to talk about her, and people are just dying for any information, so they eat it up. But where would they be if he wasn't in a relationship with her? I don't think they'd have the same
fantastic question.
I don't think they'd have the same popularity. They'd have some popularity, certainly.
Their podcast was bubbling before he started dating.
It most certainly was.
And it's a good podcast, too. So,
I
don't know that it... I don't know.
It's a hard one.
I'm not going to act like I know either. I don't know.
Elizabeth on the chat has a good Taylor. Says, I love Taylor, but I was surprised she didn't break up with someone before releasing an album.
Is that her normal?
She does usually sing
sings about breakups all the time, basically. Uh-huh. So.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever getting back together.
Apparently, everything I've read says, marriage is either about to happen or maybe some even think it already has. They're engaged. Who knows? It's something that people talk about endlessly.
Trying to get married as soon as possible.
Before we go to the Scraby Chronicles, why? Travis needs the money. I don't think he needs the money.
What is the reason why he needs to hurry up?
I mean, Travis Kelce's doing okay.
She might change her mind.
She's one of the most successful music acts in the world ever.
Listen, right. if I'm Travis, and I've been able to get this far, I don't know if you're going to be able to tell me much at anything at this point. She's my girlfriend at this point. Maybe even engaged at this point.
Did you guys hear, speaking of podcasts, I might as well keep on down this road for a moment. David Justice was on a big podcast this week and talked about
his relationship with Halle Berry
and how he wishes that, well, what he said, I thought what he said was...
It was very mature.
It was mature. It was twisted a little by some people, but he just said that he wished there had been some counseling. He feels like they could have pulled it together, but when he was... At that stage in his life, she was at hers. He felt like his wife should basically make dinner and cook,
and do
the house. Yeah.
I did not know it was like that.
And his wife was Halle Berry, and Halle Berry wasn't doing that.
The context behind that was, as he explained, his Midwest kid growing up. At the time he grew up, that was what he saw. So he thought
that's what all wives did.
Right.
Even if it was Halle Berry.
I thought it was cool that he was willing to admit that.
Yeah, I did too.
Out loud.
Props and to David Justice.
He said that he felt like if he knew anything about therapy at that point, he thinks that they, because he said it was never, he said their issues were never really that big.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that. I read the gist of the conversation, but I did not know like you said he grew up in a certain mindset. So
he told one of the craziest things he's ever seen happen in a clubhouse. He left names off of it. I can't remember the story he told.
I didn't hear that,
but it was pretty good. If I can remember it, I'll bring it back up at some point.
Yeah. David Justice, was he not on our show the one time from Cathedral?
No, that was Jermaine Dye.
Right. But all right,
former Brave.
What happened 15 years ago today? Tony Gwynn Jr. Give me August 13th, 2010. Where do you think you were?
I was on a baseball field somewhere.
Yes, you were. You were in San Francisco. And just looked it up for fun. The Padres won that day over the Giants 3-2. You came in as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning, you appeared in the game. What did I do?
Did I punch?
You flied out.
Okay.
You flied out. No punch. I wouldn't bring it up if you punched.
That's just over it.
Winning pitcher was Clayton Richard that day. Saved to Heath Bell.
Captain America.
Padres took a 3.5-game lead in the West on that day 15 years ago. Here's why I bring it up. That's the last time on this day that the Padres were in first place.
That was a few days before Jerry Hairston Jr. pulled his hammy and had to miss like the next two or three series, and we took it on the chin. I think the Cubs came in. They might have took two or three from us. They weren't a very good team at the time.
Yeah. You guys had a great shot at it that year. There's no question. Just for fun, Tony, give me the lineup. Not the order, the batting order. You don't have to. But who played like, who was the first base that year? You know that one.
Adrian.
Second base.
Eckstein. No, Cabrera. No.
No, you just mentioned your second baseman, at least on this day.
Was it Eckstein?
Jerry Hairston.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So. Shortstop that day. 15 years ago in San Francisco. Nobody you named. Pretty good player. Had a lot more success elsewhere. But did play for the Padres that year. Miguel Tejada
was at
shortstop.
He was on the team.
Chase Headley, 2 RBIs in this particular game.
He was at third.
He was on his way to that crazy season he had. Left field.
DeNorfia
was in center that day.
Left was Will.
San Francisco started a lefty, which is why you came off the bench. But DeNorfia was in center. Will Venable was in a pinch hit in left field. The starter that day in left field was Scott Hairston.
That's right.
The other Hairston. And one of the great free agent failures, unfortunately, was in right field that day, batting cleanup, Ryan Ludwig. He did go 2-for-4 that day.
Not a free agent. Acquisition.
Oh, that's right. Trade deadline. Yes. Catcher.
Gave up Corey Kluber.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I guess that's one that didn't work out.
Catcher batting 5th that day. I wouldn't imagine this guy ever being good enough to bat 5th.
It was my man used to play for the Torrealba.
Jorvit Torrealba.
I liked him. He was a good dude, man. Jorvit was a good dude.
That was the Padres.
He was a former Rocky.
Yeah. Had some Rockies time. 15 years ago today.
Who pitched for us that day?
Clayton. Richard, yes. He started, and you had the good relievers, man. You had Gregerson knocked down the seventh.
Bell.
Mike Adams knocked down the eighth, and Heath Bell closed it out in the ninth. And that was all three guys had an ERA of under two.
Yeah, they were.
So that was a pretty good bullpen,
too.
It
was the same thing. We got most of the time, we weren't scoring four. I can guarantee you that. We were scoring like three, sometimes two.
Yeah.
And if we had a lead after six,
lock it down. And that's what happened on that day. You guys got the lead in the sixth, 3-2.
See ya.
And it was a victory at AT&T Park.
They got
that
the last
day.
Laugh, though. So
yes, they did, it. Unfortunately. All right. That
last
was
laugh all the way to the World Series.
They won it all.
Yes.
The first of three.
Yes. Yes.
You guys could have stopped it before it ever started.
Man, that's crazy. Why didn't you do it, Tony?
Yeah, Tony.
I sucked at it. I broke my hamate that year.
Oh, you did, huh?
That's a tough year. A
lot going on.
I'll give you that.
It was a pretty good year for the Padres all the way to the last weekend. This year, going to take it a little further.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Staples. Calling all parents and teachers at Staples. Your back-to-school budget is officially saved by the button, the easy button. With supplies as low as 25 cents, plus laptops up to 40% off and more deals on top brands and trending styles, find it all at Staples. That was easy.
All right, Scraby's going to carry it on for an extra hour. He's got the Scraby Chronicles today. If you just tuned in, you're getting off work. The news is pretty good today. Padres 11, Giants 1, and the Padres, as it stands right now, are in first place and alone in first place, a half game up on the Dodgers in the NL West. The Dodgers can even that up again when they take on the Angels later tonight. Both teams are idle tomorrow. We'll have a full four-hour show. We also have the roundtable tomorrow morning, so make sure you tune in for that. And then Friday, we're going to be at Islands, Scraby and I, broadcasting live from 2 to 6 in Carmel Mountain on Friday. Tony will be on his way up to Dodger Stadium and the Padres and Dodgers over the weekend. It's getting good, people. It's getting good. For Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, who will be coming right back, Chris Ello, enjoy the rest of your evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.